Close enough, right?
Oh my God. All right, here we are. Zettercast episode 4, and we are in the playoffs. I'm here with Mike, and we're gonna talk a little about who we're gonna face, which is the Ducks. We got the 7th seed after worrying so much about not getting in. And we're gonna talk about how the Blue Jackets are out, the Wild are in, and everything that entails.
It's alive, baby. 22 years. You know what? Yeah, we are excited. We may or may not also be highly intoxicated. It's been a hell of a day. Zetter Baird and I have been discussing this game since the Jackets won that game after we beat whoever the other night. I don't remember. Nashville. Here you go. So yeah, I think some stress is bleeding off, and let's go Red Wings, baby.
There you go.
Time, here we come.
Yep, I'm excited we got in, obviously. I'm excited we got the 7th seed so we can put off the Blackhawks for at least a round. And I'm excited at how we got in. You know, there were a million ways we could have got in here in the last week. And you know how we got in? We won every game. And that's the way to do it. That's the only way any team ever wants in, and that's what we did.
I will definitely 100% agree with that. I mean, I don't know how we got in with Jimmy Howard being such a terrible goaltender, but, you know, whatever.
I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but they just flashed a stat on TV a second ago. We're right after the game here. The game ended 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. And basically it was since Howard signed his contract over the last 6 games, he was 4-1-1 with a 1.15 goals allowed, and he had 2 shutouts in that time. So that's just unreal.
He was pretty much stupid good through down the stretch. And realistically, the reason they're in is because their stars started playing like stars. And quite frankly, you know, I sent Zetter Beard an email at some point, I don't know if it was last night or during work this morning, but, you know, the one thing I'll say about them, they started to look like the Wings again. You know, you ever notice, you know, when we were really on top of everything, that stretch run where, you know, even these players who were quote unquote not as good were making dumb, ridiculous ass plays like 2-2 did the other night. That's when you know they're at their best. That and when then it seems like there's 7 of them out there at all times. So they're getting their swagger back. They're getting their offensive groove back. I'll tell you what, Anaheim better look the hell out, because I think they got a good chance of beating them.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's not just that they're winning, it's how they're winning, and it's their stars are picking it up. Zetterberg had a great week. Franzen's been on fire. Franzen didn't score today, I don't think, but he had like something like 4 games with goals in a row and 7 goals over the last 7 or 8 games. It's just out of nowhere he's really picked it up, and that's always what we look for this time of year.
Yeah, well, and it boils down to, Franzen picked it up, Z picked it up, Pav was playing amazing, Jimmy Howard was, you know, I mean, he had 2 shutouts in 4 games. Like I said, the stars played like the star, like they should have, and the support guys picked it up too, and that's how we've won Stanley Cups. And I'm not saying that they can do that this year, but I'll tell you what, they get hot.
Yeah, it's hard for me to even... Thinking over that game, it's hard for me to even think who I'd give a -2. There was a point in the game where Smith's been a little bad, and then he spiked Fiddler's head into the ice there, and we gave a PP away there at the beginning of the third, and I was pretty pissed about that. But you know what? He came out in the third, and he played his ass off, so I maybe won't give him a minus. Maybe I'll just give him a wash on it. It's like everybody's playing great. Everybody stepped it up, and if you're going to do it, now's certainly the time. And I think we got a good chance against Anaheim.
This whole week's been, I mean, they didn't just win. They beat the snot out of people. And that's just, you know, I'll take that. I think we were both a little, weren't willing to admit it, but I think we were both a little worried that, I didn't know if they're going to pull this off. But you know what? Wow.
I'll probably catch grief for it. But like I'd say like a week and a half ago or so, 2 weeks ago, if I was going to bet, I would have bet they were not going to get in. They were not looking good. And since then, they just turned it around and they really, really turned it on. And, you know, now I don't even care if we had got the 8th seed. I don't even care if we're playing the Hawks. You know, we would give them a run, I think, at this point, the way we're playing. As long as we don't cool off here a couple days before the series starts, I think we're in great shape.
Yeah, I'm a little upset I have to go to Texas because seeing as how I live in Vegas, I would have actually shot down Anaheim and got a playoff game, but such is life.
That's how it goes, oh yeah.
I'm telling you, it's crap.
No playoff games for Texas this year.
Speaking of playoff game in the Texas, guess I am going to wear my Detroit Red Wings windbreaker down when I land in Austin and just be like, what's up, peeps?
There you go. So the Wings got the seventh seed, which is great news. I mean, everybody wants to see them play the Hawks. So do I. In the second round. And the Wild ended up clinching the eighth seed, and the Blue Jackets are out.
Yeah, I mean, part of me does want to say, I do feel bad for him. What'd you say before we got on? They won 8 of 9.
I feel so bad. I hate Ohio. I hate everybody in Ohio.
Yeah.
I hate you all if you're listening. But I do feel bad. 8 of 9. You went 8 of 9 down the stretch. I mean, it's your own fault for getting in such a deep hole, but wow. 8 of 9's not enough. 9 of 9 would have got him in.
Yeah, well, like you said, nothing good comes from Ohio.
So. There you go. Yeah, they also picked up.
Did I ever mention you, my ex girlfriend's from Ohio? But that's another story.
It all makes sense. It's all coming together. Their goalie too is who they got from the Flyers. There, what is it, Bobrovsky? Yeah,
Bobrovsky. That guy's good.
He's got a 2.03 on the season. That's how many goals he's allowed. He's allowing 2 goals straight a game, and you can't get in. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. You know, his contract's up too, so this is going to be a good payday for him. But let's focus on, our team. I think everyone that listens to this cast, everyone posts on your page and everything else is very relieved right now. We all are. And, we didn't really preface this at the beginning, but this is a little bit slightly unorganized just because we were like, screw it. Let's just throw one on after the game. So we're both drinking. Yeah. No music, no organization.
Yeah, who
we're just
cares?
Gonna BS about this.
You want music, listen to the radio.
That's right. That's right. But, yeah, so like you said, let's talk about the Anaheim-Detroit matchup. And, I don't know what their season series is. I'll pull it up
real quick. I do have it right here in front of me, actually. So we played them.
Fantastic.
We played them 3 times. And it's a little bit weird because basically – I think the Ducks won at the Joe and we won in Anaheim, but basically the Ducks beat us the first time out 5-2. So I'm like, oh, okay. But then we won 5-1 and we won the third matchup 2-1. So we actually won the series, which was just 3 games by a tally of 2-1.
Yeah, that was back. Most of those games were back when we were,
early.
We were very, inconsistent.
Yeah, they were very early in the season. I think they all were, so we haven't played them any time recently.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some good big-time players. They've got Getzlaff, who's tough. Actually, Getzlaff and Perry both. They go to the net. They're good scorers. Getzlaff's a huge, huge sniper, and by huge sniper, I mean, not only has he got a hell of a shot, but he's big, so he, that whole team has been, at one point, built to be just a big scoring menace. Corey Perry will go toe-to-toe with anybody in the league, and he's got a good scoring touch. Bobby Ryan, obviously, kid's got some hands on him. They've got a pretty good defense, and, they got Bruce Boudreaux as their coach. Ever since he came back from Washington, he kind of got that team back on track. So they're definitely a formidable opponent, but, Detroit's kind of for the first time ever, they're the team that's always played against them. They're that team that's had to play for their playoff lives for the last month, and nobody wants to play against them. So, maybe we could pay the Ducks back from that series in, what was it, 99 or 2000 when they went to the finals where, Jagr stood in his head and we swept him 4-0. So maybe a little bit of payback's in order coming in as the seventh seed and on a hot streak.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, Ducks are a tough team. They're a deep team, too. Like, all the players you mentioned. And there's Koivu. There's Solani. So, I mean they've got quite a few good players. So, they're, in a lot of ways, a lot like the Wings in that regard. They've got 2 great goalies. So, I mean, it could be a tough series. But, it's nice that they clinched forever ago. when they clinched, we didn't even think we were getting into the playoffs. We clinched today. So we've been playing hard down the stretch, and like I said, we got a lot of momentum to carry over, and I think that that can only help.
Yeah, I like you, like yeah. They, so they've had some time to rest and contemplate what's going on. The Wings have been just fighting for their lives, and who knows? Maybe that, like I said, maybe that's the good sign. So I think either way, it'd be a great series. I think it is funny that as this is going to go on, I don't know, at least for me anyway, I was talking, my boss is a big Red Wings fan too, so we were talking today. It's like, you know, a week ago, we didn't know if they were going to get in the playoffs, and now that they're in, it's like, all right, you're going to play like this the whole playoffs and make this a run. So I've gone from letting them I've gone from them wondering if they'll even make it in to, all right, assholes, you've been skating your butts off the last week. Now you better win a series. So it's good to feel this way again after such a roller coaster of a season.
I was watching the NBC feed for that game. There was a stat they threw up, of course, the 21 seasons. And then we had home ice at 18 of those seasons. And then the lowest seed we'd ever finished was 5, like really 5 in 21 years. Yeah, so that's just unreal. You know, until this year, of course, now we're a lower seed than that. But that's just unreal, that streak. It's completely unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can talk about the streak, and it is pretty amazing and how it's been done, considering the fact that they've had no... You know, the draft pick thing, much like we talked about last week, they've been able to sustain this for so long, and that's mostly because of their front office work. So, you know, but I think this year is all about the quote-unquote rebuilding, and this was the perfect storm for them to not make it. Lidstrom leaving, them losing their top 3D in 2 years, or 3 out of their 4D in 2 years, all these new players, you know, and now they're starting to gel, now they're starting to move, now they're starting to get that swagger back. So, I'm glad they got in. I'll be upset if they lose in the first round, but I won't be heartbroken, because after all the stuff they went through just to get in was a battle. And I'll tell you what, and a lot of people on the Zetterbeard page have said this, which just goes to show how many smart hockey fans we got on that page, is it's going to go nothing but up. I mean, they're going to get nothing but better, and that should scare the East, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I wish I had some games on tape from the beginning of the season, because they're playing so much better now. It's just, I mean, we're playing the best hockey that we played all season here down the stretch, but just in general, we've been playing great hockey over the last month or so compared to the beginning of the season, and it is super exciting moving forward. I'm really excited about not just this year, but the next few years. And one more stat from that. You see, when you get the NBC B crew, you actually get some decent guys that actually know some shit, not Pierre McGuire. And they had some good stuff, and I sketched down here real quick, and they said that on our team, the Red Wings, we have one player that we traded for, and everyone else we either signed as a free agent or we brought up through our farm system. And the point is that we don't trade away talent. And I was like, you know what, that's a great point, and that's something I hadn't really thought about. And then I was scratching my head trying to think of who we traded for, and I cannot think of who it is. Do you know who that is, Mike?
Well, yeah, as soon as you said that, I was thinking, too. I'm trying to, like, run through the lines. I don't know if it's one of the defensemen.
I'm looking here.
But, yeah.
Was it? I don't know. You know, I just don't know. I can't even – I'm sure somebody will.
For a minute there, I thought it might have been Eves. But then, no, we got him on they signed him from Ottawa a few years ago. I'll look it up.
There's your weekly question or something. Somebody knows it right away, screaming at their – computer right now. I apologize for not knowing everything about the Wings, but I know most of it.
I blame myself.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Laptop.
We'll figure it out. We'll know by next week when nobody cares anymore.
I'm Googling it. Right? I'm looking it up right now. I'm going to make this happen. So, my limited technology since my laptop's still out, but you know, whatever.
So we're looking good, though. I mean, we're 2-3 against the Ducks this season. That's great. You know, as opposed to the Hawks, who've won, oh my God, something like 9 in a row against us now. It's 8 or 9 in a row. And, I mean, so everybody's got to be happy about not facing them first round. I love to face them second round. Second round, if we get in, let's go. You got to beat the big teams at some point.
Yeah, and they haven't. Oh, sorry, I dropped my tablet. All right, there's the whiskey kicking in.
Yeah, you see what happens? It's all about the bourbon.
I'm telling you. No, I think the Hawks haven't had to play the Wings with their full complement of players. So while we've played like this.
Well, both, though. So, I mean, we've had injuries and we haven't been playing well. So you're right, even.
Yeah,
both ways.
You know, I'll worry about that when the Wings get there. But yeah, I, at this point, the way they're playing, like I was talking to Carl Shepard, my assistant captain of my hockey team, so shout out to Carl there. I'm gonna have to let him know that, about this. My mind is blank. Right.
You see what happens? It's the whiskey.
Tell you, I know what I was gonna say. It's if you think about it, like we've been talking about before, the Wings have played them close every game. So, but getting back to the original point of what I was trying to say was the way the Red Wings are playing right now is what I was talking to my friend Carl was. I'll take anybody. I will take anybody out there, put them in front of us, the way they're playing, we get a puncher's chance just about everybody. So that doesn't really bother me as far as who we play. The Ravens are on right now, so, you know, bring them.
Yeah, there was the one game we lost 7-1, but your point's still valid. For the most part, we can hang in there with any team. And I think that, you know, certain guys are getting going. Nyquist, I thought, has been real strong towards the end of the season. Ablicator, where the hell did you come from? You went from a third/sometimes fourth line center to a great first line. Is he playing center? He's probably playing. I don't know what he's playing on that first line, but he's kicking ass.
He's a beast. He's turning into an absolute beast. Like I said, that's getting back to, by the way, the answer to your question is Kyle Quincy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Damn it. I should have known it. It's all coming back to me now.
I like to call him Kylon Quincy.
Road Cone Quincy. Quincy's been all right. We bust Quincy's balls a little on the cast, but he's a solid defenseman. He's a solid 3-4 guy. He's been fine. Smith's been a little shaky at times, but for the most part, our defense has been great. What did you say they were 7th or something? Was that a couple games ago?
It was a couple games ago. I can research that as well while we're talking about it. A few games ago, they were 7th in the league in defense. And, you know, hey, I'll take that. Between the goaltending and the defense, you know, and the last few weeks of the season, it had nothing to do with how they're playing, you know, the goaltending or that. It was the scoring. They couldn't put the biscuit in the basket, and now that's happening. They've had, you know, at least 3 or 4 goals a game.
For the last few games here, let me check that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a few now, yeah. We've been looking real good lately.
They're clicking, man, on all cylinders. So, you know, I'm telling you, just – bring it on. Is it Tuesday yet? Let's do this, you know?
It really is the perfect storm for us because Howard's playing the best hockey he's played. Here we go. We scored 3 tonight. We scored 5 in Nashville. We scored 3 against the Kings, 4 against Phoenix, only 2 against one against Vancouver, my mistake. And then we're back into the bad times. But I mean, there was even before that, there was a 3, there was a 2, there was a 3, there was a 1, there was a 3. So I mean, we're picking it up. For the longest time there, it was 2 goals a game, and it's like, of course Howard's not getting tons of wins when you're giving him no goal support. So we're getting goal support. The defense is playing pretty consistent the last month. I'd say they're playing very solid. I'm very happy, and our main guys are picking it up, and our third and fourth line have been great down the stretch.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what you said. We can harp on this all night. They have done nothing but played better. And you know what? As early as last week, they hadn't won 2 games in a row in a month, and then they went for 4 wins in a row when it was crunch time. And I think everyone would have liked to seen them do that a little bit earlier, but, you know, they stepped it up. They stepped it up hardcore. They got their shit together, and you know, like I said, bring on the playoffs. I hate to keep repeating that, but you know, I can't wait. Tuesday, my plans when after I land in Texas are check into my hotel, find a sports bar, watch the Red Wings. And I cannot wait for this to start. I'm probably more excited this year than I have in a long time because you know usually it was a foregone conclusion who are we playing, and I got excited. I'm a big hockey fan, a big playoff hockey fan. In addition to just a Red Wings fan, but this year, for them to fight to get in like that, I'm like, they're going to kill somebody. Let's do this, you know?
you know what's great, too, is we had mentioned this at one point where we were talking about if they were going to make it, and you basically said, I want to make it. I want the young kids to get experience, and here's what's great. Look back over the last few years, and we had Lidstrom, but he was great all the way through, but he was starting to tail off, right? We had Holmstrom starting to tail off. We had all these old guys. We had the other defensemen. Shit. Rafalski starting to trail off. you know, we have these guys and they're getting older and they're starting to get, they're not quite as good as they used to be, and then they're retiring and they're dropping off. But now we've got a lot of young guys who are on the upswing, and this is, I love it, because this is how you build a real competitor. So maybe we lose in the first round, maybe we lose in the second. You know, there's a good chance we don't make the Stanley Cup this year, but I could see it coming. I see it coming back to Detroit, and I'm super psyched.
Yeah, you know, I think it's gone, I would say, given the way they played in the last week, this has gone slightly above a, let's just get some experience to, hey, I just got an email from the Detroit Red Wings, Zetterbeard. It said something about 22 consecutive playoff appearances.
The old 22, it's unbelievable.
Just a coincidence. You know, actually, you know who they have in the middle of the picture? It's the same one you might have put up, but it's Tutu right in the middle. I will forward this to you. You'll get a kick out of it. Anyway, no, like I say, it's gone from their young players getting some experience to, if they play like that, they got a hell of a chance. I know we keep saying this over and over again, but forgive us, we're a little. Yeah, you know, a little unplanned here, but I just want to start. I want to see what they're going to do. I think they're going to be revved up against Dallas. I think Babcock's got them moving again. And for all the criticism we've given all those guys this year, they finally gelled. Might have been a little closer than everybody wanted, but you know, hey, I'll take it. Let's do this.
Yeah, most important thing is that they're in. Of course, once you're in, anything can happen. So we're in it. We can win a Stanley Cup if we, you know, keep playing like we're playing. There's no doubt about it. And I think we're all pretty happy about it. We're happy to see the streak extended, and we're happy to get the young guys some experience. Worst case scenario, young guys get to play in the playoffs. First time ever for a lot of these guys. So it's a win no matter how you look at it. And I'm really happy. Yep. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I think everyone that's been paying attention on the cast and, you know, just Wings fans in general. Those Wings fans that have not been lucky enough to listen to us, I think as a fan base, everyone is excited. So
yeah. If you have friends that aren't listening, you should just probably shame them into it.
Yeah, just tell them. You know, there's two, you know, gentlemen who do, you know, very knowledgeable about hockey. Get them on here. Get them a part of the community. You know.
Yeah, there you go.
But speaking of the fans, I'm gonna drop this out of you. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. But I would say as let's just, you know, since this is the last game of the season, you know, and thankfully there's more hockey to be played. But I saw some of the other like Colorado tonight when I was watching the Colorado Minnesota game. They were doing a lot of fan of appreciation stuff, and same thing for the Columbus Blue Jackets fan appreciation type thing. So. You know, I there's a couple people I pay attention to on your feed, and being someone who just started out as a fan and have been lucky enough to do this with you since, you know, everyone's been kind of paying attention this year, a couple shout-outs, if you will. Number one is someone I've talked to a little bit is Jason Keller, who always posts on your thing and always keeps posting the Don't Stop Believing video.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get me to put it up, but I'm not going to do it because I like when he keeps posting it.
His thing now.
So, I'm going to give him a little help.
On top of that, I'd like to say thanks to Jason Keller for sticking with everything. And when, even when we were like, oh, God damn it, they're not going to do this, he kind of kept everything up. My buddy Tom Madrid, who actually introduced me to your page, I'd like to give him a little bit of a shout out. And just really everyone who's listened to the cast, everyone who's been commenting, please keep it up. I like the good news and the constructive criticism. Zetterbeer likes all the glorious praise. I personally want to say thank you to you, Zetterbeer, as well, for maintaining the community. And I think this year has been a little bit of a roller coaster, like I said earlier, but we kept this going, and we got at least a couple more weeks of Wings hockey to go with.
Sure, yeah. I'll give a couple shout outs here. How about Ed Austin, who's posted some. He doesn't post quite as much as some people, but he's posted some really good and smart, insightful stuff. I like when people post stuff that is maybe a different point of view than I have, or make me think about things in a different way. Certain stuff I don't catch sometimes in games, and he's really good about that. So I really appreciate any kind of posts like that. Or Haley Nelson, who's always posting great Zetterbeard pictures. I love that stuff. You can never get too much of that stuff. And there's so many people I could extend this by 20 more minutes, just naming them all off. This page is really blowing up over the last year, and it's I very rarely do I have to delete a post or ban a person or reprimand somebody, for lack of a better term. It never really happens. It's a great community, very constructive, and it's a lot of real smart hockey fans, and that's what makes it fun. It's just not that there's a lot of people, it's that they're good people.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's one of the reasons I stuck around, and I will say it's going to be fun the next couple of weeks talking playoff hockey with everybody. We do have, not to plug ourselves to a point, but I think we've kind of beat all the hockey stuff to death tonight, other than we can just keep saying, God damn it, let's go Red Wings. But we got some cool stuff planned for whenever the offseason does happen. We got some great stuff planned for next year. You know, I would say let's just keep this baby rolling. Let's hope they go. Let's hope we're watching hockey till June. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yeah. All right. Here, one more I thought of real quick. Caught me off guard a little bit. How about Chris Statfeld? He's a pretty good poster. He's on here quite a bit, and a lot of times I don't know certain stuff. He seems to know it. He's really got his nose to the wheel. What is it?
Nose of the grindstone.
There you go. Yeah, how about that one?
I did catch you off guard with this, and I'm sorry, but
No, you're cool. It's good.
I've been looking at the feed, and it's just like, you know, damn it, we need like fan appreciation day.
Yeah, that was a great idea for sure. There was not too much playing in front of this one, and we're not talking too much about hockey, so I think we're going to wrap it up anyway. But thanks for everybody for tuning in, and you know, we'll catch you sometime in the next series, and hopefully by then the Wings are up however many games to zero.
Exactly. And the best part is, I think we're both excited. I'll have my computer back by the time we do this again.
Yeah, it goes a little smoother, I think, when you're in charge.
Well, you know, I got to be good at something, right? Might as well play to my strengths.
There you go.
I guess I will say before you cut us off, again, thanks to everyone for sticking around for the season. Thank you very, very much for all the supportive news and supportive info on the cast. I've been excited about doing something like this for a while, and I would say let's get their playoffs started, baby. Let's do this. So I'm Mike Saloom signing out, and I'll close it out for Zetter, or let Zetter Beer close her out.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on the other side, and on the other side, I mean playoff. So we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Well, before you close it off, I do owe you one thing. You did. You made me. You said you were going to make me do this, but I'll volunteer myself, and then you can cancel it.